when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Wherever you are, whatever time zone it is, I'd like to welcome you in here today. And where is here? Here is Blood River Radio. And Blood River Radio, we're proudly syndicated. I'm telling you, we're really fortunate to have Liberty News Radio syndicate us because not many people would. We had a listener to tell us that we were hotter than Fukushima. So that'll give you an idea why a lot of people dodge us and why I have a few friends in here in Memphis, Tennessee. But we're syndicated by Liberty News Radio, all over creation. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and I'm probably the least important person on the show. And just in case you're wondering what the date is, it is the February the 7th. I had to look at my calendar over here, folks. February the 7th, and the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. And I know a lot of people will disagree with me, probably some people on the same network. But it's Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's it. In my opinion, you don't need a preacher. You don't need a pope. You don't need nothing. Those are good to have, I guess. But I think in some ways they get in the way. They can become like idols. But anyway, enough of that. Enough of that. Like I said, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 2026. People, this is a Christian radio program. And before we go to a prayer, I'm just going to add a little pre-prayer. I think if he doesn't mind, we'll get one of our co-hosts coming down here, one of our fellow white brethren, to say the prayer. But I'd just like to thank God for bringing me in here today. I'll give you people maybe an update later. But it's been tough. I had a tremendous shock not long ago, a few weeks ago. I've gone from running marathons. I'm bumping 79 years old. Been gone from kicking out marathons. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's no big deal, to like being grounded within a period of a couple of days. And it's not over with yet, but it's looking pretty good. I got the best cardiologist on the face of the earth. I've got the best HTN man at the VA. I mean, he teaches all over the world. Anyways, I'm back right now, at least for right now. But I can tell you what, people, we're all here on borrowed time. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. I'd just like to thank God for bringing me in here today. And the reason I'm here, if I couldn't put in words why I come in here, I'll just say it's driven. I'm absolutely driven. And that's all I can, because I'm not an eloquent person. Anyway, with that, before we bring our people in, and when I say people, I'm so blessed to have these people. I don't call them a staff or co-host or whatever. They're fellow white brothers, and they can tell you why they do it. I mean, I know it's in our guts, and it's in our heart, it's in our bone marrow. But with all that aside, I'd like to introduce our guys right quick, like, and then we can do the prayers. I do that. This is a little bit different. So, how you doing tonight, Mr. Don Wassel?
Who?
You doing okay, fella?
I'm doing real well, Eddie, and I'm glad to be on your show and to be on with Will again. It's been a while, so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to you guys coming on. And in fact, I'm going to give you all a better thanks in just a minute. But anyway, Mr. Will, the kid on the block, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing good, Eddie, but I made a rookie mistake. You should never eat a handful of almonds before you go on the air. I'm sitting here coughing them up.
I make those mistakes.
I'm doing good, though.
I eat the whole daggum time. That's one of the pluses having a bunch of great people on like you and Don. I can eat and do kind of stuff like that while y'all are out there slaving doing all the narrative. But anyway, if you don't mind, brother, I would like you to go. I said my little thing. I'm thanking God Almighty. It's in his hands. I mean, I guarantee double damn to you. I'll just say one last thing. You know, if you're fortunate enough to be alive, I know this sounds weird. If you find out if you got hours to live or days to live, if you're fortunate enough to know that before you're taken out, you have time to go to God. It's said, I'm no expert, but, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late to ask for forgiveness, to ask in Jesus' name. And if you, and I cannot quote it, I'm not like the computer like Will is, but there's a passage, and I've said it many times running marathons and stuff. He who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I may be off here because I will in no likewise, I will in no wise turn him away. And that's probably not the exact words, but if you call on the name of the Lord and sincerely, unless you've really screwed up bad, and you may not be able to screw up so bad, he won't let you in, but he will forgive you. Well, that, people, with that, we're going to go to the prayer right now. If you will, bow your heads, and Mr. Will Franklin, the young kid on the block, is going to take us to the Lord in prayer. Go ahead, Will.
You bet. Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity and the blessing to be here on Blood River Radio this afternoon, this evening, oh God. And I pray that you'll be with us during this time. Give us the wisdom and the words, Lord, to educate our people. And, Lord, we do pray for our people. We pray for the strength, Lord, and guidance as we go through these turbulent times that are before us. And, Lord, I thank you for good men like Eddie and Don. And I just pray that you will continue to bless their lives, Lord, give them good help and throughout their days. And, Lord, we pray for our people that are listening, Lord, especially those that support the mission of Blood River Radio. Lord, we know every dollar counts. And, Lord God, we just we pray that you will bless those that so richly choose to bless this program. Be with us now, Lord, and give us the words that you want said this afternoon. We ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen. That's amen. That's a big amen. You know, Don, you and I were talking not that about an hour ago, and since then, the first time I pulled up American Funeral News in quite a while, in about a week, there's some dynamite articles on there. We could split time between you and Will, whatever y'all want to do. Would you like to cover? I saw there's a couple of great articles. I know one you're probably going to cover. Second hour of Paul Frum. I'm looking at it right now. Some Japan is cooked. I never would have thought that. But anyway, Don, why don't you lead us off and then do your thing, and then we can bring Will in. He'll take his cue. I'm just going to sit back and let you. Wait, I got to do one more thing before I go this. I want to thank the people coming on, like Will and Don. I'd like to thank them from the bottom of my heart. I really would. We have Paul Frum coming on next. Second hour, we have Gene coming on. We have Monica on at times. I'd like to thank those people. I tell you what, if you think you can do this by yourself, people, to run a program like this, including our donors, you're egotistical. You're kidding yourself. You can't, by God, do it. And listen, I'm not putting words in these guys' mouth. I said, I couldn't tell you why I do this. I'm just driven. But they're like us. You know, we make enough airtime money with a little despair. For future events, but these guys come on here it's kind of a dirty, thankless job. They don't get paid for it, but they're here by God doing it. And they're doing it. They probably could, maybe not complete in words, but they, in the end, whether they even intend it or not, it is benefiting our white people. So I owe them a huge, huge debt. All you people out there owe them a debt. And I wouldn't trade them for all the tea in China. See, with that, that comes to the bottom of my heart. Go ahead and take off, Don, if you don't mind, brother.
Yeah, sure. Just on what you were saying there, Eddie, I put out a patriotic print newspaper for 38 years called the Freedom Times. It was called the Nationalist Times before that, but I had to stop it after 38 years, not because I couldn't do it physically or mentally anymore, but because it died financially. It was financial checkmate. The last few years, it was more and more difficult to put an issue out from month to month, and I would send out begging letters, which I hated, but that was the only way I could keep it going was from people donating, and there was always some really good donors I could always count on, but it wasn't enough. What I really needed was a couple financial benefactors or angels, and I tried, and if there were some potential out there, and I think there were, but none of them came through, so I eventually had to close up shop. And so I guess what I'm saying is, those of you out there listening, and here's Eddie with, you know, having health, major health issues, and he still puts his show together every week, and it's a really good show. And if you're not helping him out and helping the show out, you should. And I'm not talking about hundreds or thousands of dollars. You know, just, you know, if you get $20, $50. I mean, I don't know what's a pizza cost anymore. It's $25, $30. So, you can, a little sacrifice means a lot. And this whole movement we have is just, it's so tough financially, and we're up against people that have billions and trillions and, you know, endless resources. So, and I hear the music, Eddie, so I think we're going to a break, right?
Yes, we will, and I can't wait to get back to let you guys take off. And I know you're going to do a bang-up job. You always do. Be right back, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I'd like to thank you, dear Blood River Radio people. And once again, you know, just to put it to, I guess put a key mark on what they said, what our guy said about donations. Yeah, we've lost a few donors lately, and I know why. One of them had a jolt fighting with the state. But money's tough, and inflation's getting crazy. But if you have a few dollars you can spare, we'll sure put it to good use, I guarantee you. And I'm going to say something else about it. These health problems I got, I'm already putting together a plan, and I'm going to do a conference call before too long with all the people that work for this program, 8 or 9 or 10. If something was to happen to me, it can just keep going. That's what I want. I'd like to have to keep going because, listen, I have a grandson, and I'm hoping someday to have a great grandson or a great granddaughter. And after I'm gone, I mean, they're going to be battling these sons of bitches, the Antichrist. For that, if you got some money, it would really be put to good use. I guarantee double damn to you. Anyway, go ahead, Don.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're talking about motivation. I wonder about mine sometimes. I mean, it's there and it's strong and it's still strong. Even though I had to shut down 38 years worth of a publication and an organization and the political party. Eddie, I know you remember the Populist Party well. And
oh, yes, I was a member.
I did so many things. And, you know, unfortunately, the Populist Party was sabotaged. But before that happened, it was the largest right-wing third party in the country since the Populist Party of the 1890s. So I've been highly motivated, and I still am, despite all the disappointments. I put several hours a day into my two websites that they're both free sites. They're not monetized at all. One is called castfootball.us, which is about sports and race and really the great, now with the passage of more time, the great replacement of whites started in sports, mainly because it was easier for the propaganda to have an effect because, you know, blacks are good athletes. A lot of them can run fast, et cetera. But that doesn't mean they should be all of basketball and all of football and all of sprinting. That's just ridiculous. It's a big lie on a scale that Hitler talked about. It's so big that people tend to believe it, but it's not. And that site's been going on since 2004. It's still, in spite of near total censorship by the search engines, it's still going pretty strong. It's got well over 500,000 posts, and you know, we have some really dedicated, just like you have some dedicated people, Eddie. We got a lot of dedicated posters, and you know, it's a volunteer, it's a free site, and it's a dynamic site still, and I'm proud of it, really, after 22 years. And the other thing I do is AmericanFreedomNews.us. Got to get that .us in there. If you go to .com, you're not going to find it. It's AmericanFreedomNews.us. I had that for a couple years, and when I shut down my newspaper in 2023, after 38 years, I shut down American Freedom News, but I started it up again about a year ago. And anyone hasn't gone to it yet, I think we'll be impressed. And I give Eddie credit, too, for describing it properly. When I first went on there, I just said, well, it's a news aggregation, news and views aggregation site. Eddie kept saying, it's an online newspaper. And I thought about it. Yeah, that is what it is. That's the best description for it. So I try to put about 14 or 15 different articles on there every day. I go all through the Internet. I look on some of the alternative sites that people are probably familiar with. But I dig up other things, too, from Substacks and just here and there, and try and put things on there that cover a wide variety of issues. It's not a single issue site. It's about, you know, it's a newspaper, and if you read it, you'll be well informed on just about everything: cultural, social, foreign policy, economics. And so, I mean, I'm just looking at it right now, and before I know, I've got the first one on there today is The Silence of the Waiting Rooms. It's about medicine and how medicine's gone corporate and the negative effect it's had on so many people, especially older people. There's several articles critical of Trump, including one I wrote just yesterday for my Substack, which is called Postcards from the Empire. There's several articles covering other countries. There's one, Mass Amnesty in Spain Heralds the End of Nationhood. Japan is Cooked. Trump endorses Orban ahead of Hungary's April 12th election. The betrayal of Britain's daughters. Other ones like that. AIPAC coordinates donors in the Illinois House primaries. The plutocrats who rule the world aren't even enjoying themselves, and that's based on a tweet by Elon Musk, who apparently isn't too happy, even though he has what, $500 billion now. I mean, I was thinking about that earlier today. Do you remember? It wasn't that long ago when there were no billionaires, right? I mean, the richest man in the world maybe had $100 million or something like that. Now a billion has become what a million was not too long ago. And
right, that's true.
And Musk wants to be a trillionaire, and he probably will be. I mean, how much money is enough? How much do you need? When does it become a sickness to enrich yourself that much when there's so many people, your fellow Americans, that are living paycheck to paycheck? And that's, you know, that's one of the things that's just so warped in this country. And that we're all about, everything's materialism now, but it's not working. And even the materialism, we've forsaken all our other traditional values for materialism. But in the meantime, what is it, two-thirds of Americans live paycheck to paycheck? Two-thirds or three-fourths don't even have $1,000 in an account. So it's a complete failure by any measure. And I'll shut up.
Dude, great.
Don, this is Will. If you don't mind, I want to make a comment on American Freedom News, if you don't mind. And it's not to blow sunshine up your skirt, it's the truth. And first off, it's a visually pleasing website. I don't really know how to describe it, but just the graphics, the way you have everything to put together, it doesn't hurt my head to look at it like some of these other websites. And the other thing that I want to tell everyone listening, if you haven't been to AmericanFreedomNews.us, you should. First off, the content's amazing. Don does an amazing job. But secondly, there's no ulterior motive on this news aggregation site. In other words, it's not being controlled by people who hate you. And I don't care if it's some of the other big name ones that you know or whatever. There's always going to be, whether it's advertisement or the stories themselves, they're carefully picked, they're controlled, and they're calculated to make you think something that maybe you shouldn't be thinking. It's brainwashing. I don't know of another way of saying it. I don't see that on your side at all, Don. It's pretty fair representation of what the bastards are doing. And I applaud you for that. And if for no other reason, people, go to the site, because it doesn't have that ulterior motive. It's being produced by someone who doesn't hate you because of what you are. Hope that makes sense, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Will. And the fact is, I don't get a penny from it. I update it every day. Spend 2-3 hours updating every day, and it's not monetized at all. I'm not saying, you know, if it got gets to the point where it had a huge audience, sure, I'd maybe sell some advertising or whatever, but I would never change what I'm doing and what's behind it.
Well, I'm pretty sure you would carefully pick the advertisers. You just,
absolutely.
You know, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you guys how much I think of y'all, how much the people coming in here, how much I appreciate, how much our listeners should appreciate y'all. We got to, as everybody knows, I was gone last week, the illness. And we have a listener, supporter, O Sasquatch from Florida. He gave a great compliment to Jason, Rob, who sent in for me last week. He says, here it is. I'm going to read this. I'm shutting up. But I just want our people to know, our they're not crew. There's family, white brothers that are on this program with me. We don't have any big dogs. Here's what Sasquatch says. Hey, brother, I finally got to listen to the show. Your boy Jason did a bang up job. Of course, he's no Bombardier. Of course, I know Jason. But he did a very good job. Just wanted you to know that. There's no way. I only wish I could run the board like Jason Robb did last week. I mean, it's just like he's been doing it all his life. But anyway, I'm going to shut up now. I just like to our people who listen to this program know how much it takes and how much I could not do, especially with been ailing, sick here late night. I couldn't do this. In fact, I started. Don was prepared to do all 3 hours in my place today. But just as luck would have it, as fortune would have it.
That's why I've been drinking coffee all day, Eddie.
Well, I'm glad you drink coffee. Now I'm shutting the hell up for sure and bowing out. And you guys, the rest of this hour is y'all's.
Okay. Well, Will, I've been talking enough. What's interesting to you right now? There's so much going on, obviously. I mean, what do you want to talk about?
I actually want to talk about the Spain story right from American Freedom News. Because I, in the mainstream news as we see it, I really haven't seen this covered at all. And it's fairly major when you look at the population of Spain compared to the number of illegal invaders that they're giving amnesty to. What is it, a half a million, Don, that they've just, I guess they're just going to make them citizens? Is that the story?
Yeah, that's what it is. And then there's this woman.
That's amazing.
There's a woman. That's good. If you open up the link to it, and I've got the from X, her talking for about a minute, and you can tell she's hysterical. I mean, I don't want to say this, but she's so into it, and just it's sickening. It's she's speaking in Spanish, but it's captioned, so you can understand what she's saying, and she's so into it, and she's just ripping on the white race and how it needs to be replaced and go after the so-called fascists and everything. And time after time, maybe this is off on a tangent, maybe it isn't, but what the regime, what the powers that be do, they love now to put women in charge as much as possible, left-wing women, not normal women, but crazed left-wing ones like you see in the streets of Minneapolis and as prime ministers of countries now and things like that. It's almost always a woman, which is unfortunate and sad, but it's true.
This woman that Don's talking about, she's the former and the department that she headed up in Spain, get this, is the minister. She's the former minister of equality. If that doesn't sound like something George Orwell would have written, I don't know what would have been. But her Irene Montero, and like Don was talking about, she just rips the white race and Europeans talking about these illegal invaders. But I guess
and she's not unattractive either, Will. I mean, a lot of these times you see these women and they're hideous looking, but this one is fairly attractive, which makes it even doubly pathetic.
Yeah, Eddie, I think I hear the music. Yeah,
yes, we do. Yeah, go to a quick. This will be a long break, folks. Get you some coffee if you want to. Get up at least 4 minutes. Be right, but don't be late getting back.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. Syria and Saudi Arabia have signed a multi-billion dollar investment agreement.
The deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad in 2024. The Saudi investment minister says the massive project will be led by Saudi telecom company. The price tag for that should come to about $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump says the U.S. held very good talks with Iran.
Officials from both countries participated in the indirect talks held in Oman. The president described them as very good and said more were planned for early next week. But he kept up the pressure, warning that if the country didn't make a deal over its nuclear program, the consequences are very steep. Meanwhile, the president signed an executive order that may impose a 25% tariff on countries that do business with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Milan Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared upon. Allison Kopaka was on hand for the opening ceremony.
We are so lucky to be able to see athletes compete in the mountains, in the natural landscapes that we have, especially here in Italy, in northern Italy. It's insane to see people on the Alps and see people in a completely different environment.
This is the most spread out Olympics in history, with competition venues dotting an area roughly the size of the state of New Jersey. The Trump administration on Thursday launched Trump RX, a website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at a discounted rate. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Hello friends, this is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in today, for joining with us. And I guess what, Miss Teenage America brought us back. We kind of missed her in the beginning. But not, we love Jeremiah too, but we're kind of accustomed. Miss Teenage America's been with us from the get-go. So we'd like to welcome Miss Teenage America back, a.k.a. Miss Lizzie. But anyway, Miss Lizzie, welcome back, dear, and thank you for coming in and saying what you and for praying for old Papa. Well, we'll go right back to whoever. Here's for Jason is really good. Jason, he always knows who we're supposed to go back to, but I'll just say, Will, if it's not your turn, pass it off to
Don. Yeah, I'll run with
Don.
It.
Go ahead, fella.
Yeah, I'll run with it. Actually, I want to drill down on something that Don was saying because, you know, he's making a ton of sense there. And what he was talking about was this young lady there in Spain that was so vocal against the Europeans and that sort of thing. And Don, you had just started making a likeness to what's going on in Minnesota right now. And I know I've observed, and a lot of folks I've talked to within my circle said, oh, my gosh, it seems like two out of three of these protesters are young white women that are taken to the streets. And Don, I was going to talk to you about that and get some of your observations on it. And I have some of my opinions on it. But, man, I'd like to hear what you have to say to that.
Well, I think we're seeing the poisonous fruits of decades of toxic feminism. Women are, I'm not saying men aren't, but women are easily manipulated emotionally. I think the elites recognize that. They've been studying us forever, Will and Eddie. I mean, you go back to Freud's nephew, was his name, Edward Bernays, and
Edward Bernays,
his famous quote that the real powers that be are behind the scenes, and they manipulate mass opinion in the direction they want. And what is that? That, of course, that perfectly describes advertising. I mean, advertising is a science that's been around, and every commercial is well thought out, and it's part of the narrative and part of the agenda. Why do you? I mean, when you even see a white person anymore in a commercial, it's almost amazing. But anyway, to go back, I could go on in a lot of different ways on this, because to me it's the saddest, most tragic thing of all, because men and women, at least in this country, our civilization, there was a natural harmony between them. Women always worked and stood beside their men from the founding up till the advent of poisonous feminism. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't perfect. You know, obviously, there were men that took advantage of their physical strength, but that was always a small minority. The vast majority of at least white men were raised by white women, by mothers they loved and cherished. They had sisters they cherished. And as they got older, they looked for girlfriends and wives that they could cherish and be good to. And this is the typical American man. He has a great heart. He wants nothing more than to have a great wife and children and provide for them. And this has all been attacked and demonized like everything else that's good in this country. And it's to the point now where that natural harmony, the bonds between men and women, have been, for the most part, shattered. There's so many, and it's, you know, well, again, these women, the ones like in Minnesota, they've been elevated. No one stood up to them for so long, and they've been promoted by the elites and the feminazis and the globalists. This is the kind of woman they want, fat, tattooed, off, you know, bizarre hair colors.
Yep.
Hard look to them, dislike and distrust of men. These are the kind of women the system promotes now. And even the ones that are still attractive, there's that hardness to them, you know. And it's like they're not pretty on the inside, and that shows. Even if they look a little pretty on the outside, they got, you know, a man jaw. You can just tell they've, from the time they've been born, they've been poisoned by all this feminism and hatred of men and the patriarchy that doesn't even exist. And so, yeah, it's culminating in a lot of things. And you know, a lot of the heads of countries now are they're usually barren. There's these left-wing women, and they don't have green hair, but they don't have children either for the most part. And they push right. the same agenda. They put them front and center. And, you know, in Japan, actually, I know Paul is going to talk about Japan, but a lot of it started in Japan where men said, well, we're done with women. We just don't have any interest. There's too much stress. There's just too much warped about it. And now it's spread to this country. And honestly, I wrote the other day in my Substack that it's surprising to me that people don't understand why so many American men don't want American women anymore. And I'm not knocking the good ones that are out there, because thank God for them. But there's not nearly as many as there used to be. And to me, there's nothing sadder and more tragic in this country with all the tragedies and all the misdirections and all the communism and all the ways we've gone off the rails deliberately than what's happened to the traditional family and the bonds between men and women. It's just heartbreaking.
There's so much there as far as the root issue. You know, you were talking about Edward Bernays and that sort of thing. But as you were talking just then, Don, I started thinking about Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society and the points as you were ticking them off as far as the destruction of the American nuclear family and that sort of thing. In my mind, I was ticking the same boxes when it comes to the destruction of the Black family and right. what happened during the Civil Rights Movement and the Great Society. And it's funny that, you know, the weaponized feminization, as you were saying, it's the same thing with the weaponized civil rights. You know, it's the same, what's the word, same playbook. It's just a different game. Right. They're using the same play. It's just on different playing fields. And I think kind of going back to what we're doing right now, just this discourse that we're having right now, I really am a guy that believes that, you know, one of the greatest weapons that we possess is logic and reasoning and education, real education of waking up to how the game is played, because then you understand the rules. And there is nothing stronger, you know, when we're talking about our people, than a husband and a wife doing what God has commanded us to do, and that was to be fruitful and multiply, repopulate the earth, and
respect each other, be loyal to each other.
Be loyal to each other. All of the things that have functioned in society from the beginning. This is relatively new when we stop and think about the history of mankind. You know, we're talking the last really couple hundred years that the intelligentsia, you know, these folks that came out of Germany and places like that, that really the Frankfurt School and that sort of thing, that really started manipulating European society and American society and wanting to turn us into something that was never intended. And we see where we are now, whether it be the runaway inflation with our dollar or just the degradation of the American family. And so, I mean, that maybe is a I don't want it to make too big of a deal out of it, but when I see, you know, I mean, quite frankly, when I see these Bull Dyke lesbians in the frozen tundra, you know, with pallets, you know, trying to stop ICE agents, you know, by building roadblocks, I think, you know, it's only a couple generations ago that those women were fulfilling their natural roles in society.
The women always kept society in line. That's the thing. There's nothing
Absolutely.
More effective than highly motivated women, and they were always what kept
Absolutely.
the culture together. You know, with men would stray or boys, you know, they'd raise them. They would make sure they couldn't get away with certain things. They were the glue of society because of their nurturing nature. So it's all been misdirected. I would just say to any men out there that are looking for a good wife, just the most important thing is to find out her relationship with her father. Because you want a woman who had a good relationship with her father and respected him. Because I think a lot of these zealots out there now have daddy issues, pretty obvious daddy issues.
Yeah.
So I think it's all connected.
And
what you're saying too,
go ahead, please.
Well, when you raised the Black family, and I am sympathetic to that. Actually, what's happened to the white family structure was started. I mean, the Blacks were the first guinea pigs.
That's right.
And it was successful.
That's
and so
right.
They went to us. And that's why, you know, I'm not, obviously, I don't condone black on white crime or black crime in general. But if you look at American Freedom News, it's easy to put on there, some black murdered a couple whites or something. I don't do that, okay? I mean, it's out there. we know it's a problem. Everyone's aware of it, but I'm trying to aim a little higher. What's causing the systemic problems? And there's, you know, there's a lot of intelligent black men out there that are actually looking for alternatives to black women, or at least the ones that they have in their neighborhoods and their life. So, you know, some are going overseas. Some, you know, it's just, I think men in general are just, you know, it's really tough to be a man right now, especially if you want a good woman and to raise a family. So there's no more important issue than that one.
I agree with that, Don. And I was going to pile into something you were saying as far as looking at if you're any young men or any men in general that are listening. And, you know, this is, I don't want to turn this into a dating show, but here's a free piece of advice for you. Do your best to go have supper with whoever you're dating family and try to be involved there and take a look at what that looks like. And if it doesn't feel right, it doesn't look right, you probably don't need to anchor yourself to that because it's going to carry over to your household as well. Yep. Good advice, Don. Yep. Good advice. But, and there's the music.
Oh, you Perfect guys time. Are doing a great job. I'm telling you why I'm enjoying this. I have two quick comments before we come back. Take about 6 seconds, but they're telling. Be right back, folks.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Teenage America. Thank you, Miss Teenage America. Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on. This hour is really rolling by. I was a little bit late there in my earring. I forgot to say I've lost complete hearing out of one out of my left ear. I still have 70% out of my right. But, hey, I think we're cruising pretty good. Two quick comments on what our brethren have been saying about women. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. That's an old song that's used to true. That used to be true. The women run the whole show in the days, and y'all were talking about that. The women would bring men, their sons back. If they got out of line, they would shame them. Nothing would hurt worse than my grandmother just even hinting that she was disappointed in me. Another one about so-called the blacks, and I've said this in different ways. It's the Jew, stupid. It's not the black. It's the Jew, the Jew that rules it all. That's the only comments I had, folks, and I'm going to go right back to, I guess, you, Don.
Well, I'm getting old like you, Eddie. What were we? We're talking about feminism, and I don't know. Where do you want to go, Will? I'll hand the baton to Will. What do you want to
talk about? Gloria Steinem being the CIA agent. I bet a lot of people.
Oh yeah, I think I was going to bring that up. You know, Eddie always likes to talk about some of the best conversations happen during the breaks, and Don, if you don't mind, let's go down that. We were talking about feminism during the break, and Eddie was bringing up Gloria Steinem, and Don, I'm going to let you run with it. I'm going to jump on when I can. Go for it.
Well, yeah, Gloria Steinem, of course, like a lot of these early feminists seem to come out of nowhere, but yeah, she went to one of the big elite schools, sister schools to the Ivy League. I can't remember which one exactly, but and then she was a Playboy bunny at one time back when Hugh Hefner had his empire and the Playboy bunnies were the coolest thing around. But you kind of wonder what her motivation was, because she was a very early feminist and she got CIA support, including financial support, to start the magazine Ms. MS. Do you remember when women were either Miss or Mrs.? I mean, that seems like ancient history.
Yes.
Now, too, you know? They became the generic Ms., no matter whether they're married or not. But she was an important part of the early feminism movement, because just like this woman we were talking about from Spain, this Minister of Equality, she was attractive. Gloria Steinem was an attractive woman, unlike Betty Friedan, who was hideous. She was probably the other best known, a few other ones, Andrea Dworkin and some of the others. You look at pictures of them, and it would, you know, it would it cause you to, you know, turn to stone, I guess. But Gloria Steinem had a lot of influence because she was attractive, so people listened to her, and it gave her influence. But and eventually had the now National Organization for Women, and that's something that's changed too. I can remember going back 20, 30 years ago, whenever the system wanted to push feminist talking points, they would always refer to NOW and what NOW's position was. Well, they don't do, you never even hear about NOW anymore. Now, why is that? Because NOW and toxic, the far left feminism ideology became mainstream. It's part of the ruling coalition,
right?
Now, so there's no reason now to talk about a particular organization. They're all, anyone that's a public figure pretty much know, even if they don't feel it in their heart, they know they have to go along with certain things. And so there's no need to justify something or give it a pretext by saying, well, NOW endorses it.
No, that's an excellent point. I never would have thought of that. I would never would have thought of it that way, but that's a great point.
And then in the meantime, you had, you remember Phyllis Schlafly? She had the Eagle Forum, which was far bigger as far
Eagle
as membership than NOW ever was. But of course, you know, they were just attacked as extreme or when they were mentioned at all. I always used to think, you know, they always talk about who's going to be the first woman president. And of course, Hillary Clinton wanted to be. And then, of course, there was the cackling drunk, for some reason fell short, but barely, which is scary enough in itself that she still took almost half the vote. But I always thought Phyllis Schlafly would have made a great president. I think, you know, the first woman president should have been somebody like her. I don't know what everybody thinks about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but I think she'd be a great president too. I'm one of the many reasons I can't stand Trump right now is the way he treated Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie and some other people. You know, if you're loyal to Trump and support what he supposedly stands for, he'll turn on a dime on you in the most vicious ways possible. But again, that's getting off on a tangent there a bit. But traditional women, they were the glue that held American society together. There's no question about it. And we've lost that. And it's a shame. It's a real shame.
I'm going to make a comment just because you brought up Phyllis Schlafly. A more dignified woman in politics, you will never find. Phyllis Schlafly was a classy, dignified woman, and it's a shame that she's going to end up being a footnote probably in history. But the Eagle Forum was a powerful, powerful organization, and truly a great opposition to what we're talking about with like Gloria Steinem and that sort of thing. And if I can,
Phyllis
I just want to circle back real fast. Go ahead.
Phyllis Schlafly, more than anyone in America, defeated the ERA. She was the one person more responsible
for
the Equal Rights Amendment. And you can't give her enough credit and her organization, her supporters for doing that. But again, that's sort of like NOW. There's no need for ERA anymore because we have it and beyond. Of course, it's gone way beyond equality, and it's demonizing and replacing white men is what the object is now. And it's, they don't even try to hide it anymore.
No. No, that's one of the things I like to preach and talk about is incrementalism. That the our enemy, they are definitely playing the long game, and they do it in increments. And what we're talking about, whether it be the civil rights movement or the equal rights feminism, like you were talking about with Gloria Steinem and now, and the whole Red Stocking thing that was funded by the CIA, which is what that feminist movement was, just for folks that maybe want to go back and research that. Those were all increments leading up to where we're at now. And what we've seen over the last 3, 4, or 5 years, whether it be transhumanism or transsexualism or the illegal alien invasion or whatever, this is just one more block of incrementalism that's building up to fill in the blank of whatever way you want to say. And we need to be cognizant of that, is they just want to do it long enough that it becomes accepted. And once it becomes accepted by enough people, they move on to the next thing because they know it has taken root and they don't need to funnel any more money, any more fertilizer on it. And it'll grow. It takes legs and grows on its own.
Go ahead. Talking about incrementalism, y'all. I'll read this quickly and I'll bow back out. Here's how we got this out of a publication several years ago with me and my little sister, Monica Schaefer. The five steps to sodomite total conquest. First, a plea for tolerance. Oh, please just accept us. Please, please don't beat us up. Secondly, a plea for acceptance. You can't just tolerate them, you got to accept them. Then a plea for normalization, what their behavior becomes out of a closet, becomes normalized now. Next is a plea for compliance. You comply. Mm-hmm. Lastly, you just put it down. It's total conquest, or you put it in law. It's ensconced in law. You will bow down to them, or you'll be held to pay. And guys, I'm going to ask this question. Then we're back out of the way. Let's start with you, Will. Are we going to have like the League of the South used to say, a free Dixie, independent South? Is there any way? Is there a solution out to combat this total conquest of our white people, or our white Christian people, of a nightmare that you guys have just painted in this country? What's going on right now? Quickly, Will, you, and then you, Don, before we run out of time, is there a solution? If there is, what is the solution to saving our people from total extermination? Go ahead, Will.
So what I would say very quickly to that is, I think there is a solution, but not within the confines of the system as it exists now. I don't think with the bought and paid for Congress that exists, how the lawmaking process currently exists, I don't think you will see the return. You know, we're on the 250th anniversary, on the cusp of it, of this nation being formed officially. And Eddie, I don't see a scenario within the current process of being able to return to a free and independent nation. Federalism is dead, as far as I'm concerned. The Constitution is just an afterthought of what free people used to abide by. So that's probably a little bit longer of an answer. My solution being, Eddie, is I think we would have to start anew, and I don't know what that looks like, but I don't think it can be saved. That's my opinion.
How about you, Don?
Well, I would say I'll try to be a little more positive, start out maybe a little negative, but we're kind of reduced right now to just doing what we're doing. We're talking, we're writing, we're using the alternative media and the internet. But that said, we've done an incredible job of waking up a hell of a lot of people, so many more than before. And I'll even give Donald Trump some credit, because when he started talking about the fake news media and some of the other things, that was a tremendous thing there. And the fact is, the fake news media, the institutions of power and control in this country have lost so much credibility and so much legitimacy that they'll never get it back. And it's the people, the smart people, that are the ones that don't trust anymore. We're now a low-trust society. The ones that still take things at face value are the ones, ones that still turn on the nightly news and just sit there like Plato's cave, just looking at it and not thinking about anything beyond what they're seeing. But that said, yeah, we're kind of handicapped. We are handicapped right now. We don't have a political party, and there's no way to start one right now. That's another topic I could talk about someday if you want, Eddie. But what we got to do, we just keep doing what we're doing, and we just have to find a way to turn the knowledge that's out there, the awareness, into actually where we're starting to gain actual influence. Right now, we're out there and we're part of the majority, but we're totally powerless. We've just got to find ways and keep at it, And we probably will. I'm not negative. I think we can eventually defeat this system. Ain't going to be easy, but I think it can be done. We just, the solution isn't apparent yet, but it's out there. Or solutions.
Going to take strong guts. That done, and that will. I'd like to thank you guys, Will, for coming in. Don's going to hang over, and we're running completely out of time with the first hour. We're transitioning to the second hour. We're going to pick up Mr. Paul Flom, and Don's going to converse with him. Be right back, folks. You got about 5 minutes.